Welcome to Sounds Of, a podcast created by Drum and Brass with the support of Arts Council England, where we explore the value and impact of music on our lives. Drum and Brass is a community interest company whose mission is to do music differently. In today's episode, John Sinclair is interviewing me. My name is Kim Burley-Jones, and I'm one of the directors of Drum and Brass. One of the projects I'm very involved in is Mini Music, and in this interview, I explain to John how this project came about and the many wonderful benefits it brings to the families involved.
Well, I'm now with Kim Burley-Jones, and we're talking about Mini Music. I suppose the first question's got to be, explain what Mini Music is.
Hi. So, Mini Music is a 90-minute session of interactive music playing for parents, carers and their youngsters aged from 0 to about 3. It takes place at the Manor House in Leicester on a Monday morning and at Woodgate Resources Centre on a Tuesday afternoon.
And it's for parents and kids of young kids as well. Just explain how it works, really.
So the sessions are structured and they're led, but they're very, very relaxed so that the children can take part if they choose to, or they can watch if they prefer, or they can look out the window if that's what they is what they want to be doing at that moment. So it's very relaxed in terms of what the children are expected to do. And it's very relaxed in terms of what the adults are expected to do as well. But we start with a hello song, and we sing all together, all the adults join in. And in the hello song, we mention all the adults' names, all the children's names. We go on then to sing some songs, nursery rhymes, a variety of nursery rhymes. And as we're playing or singing the nursery rhymes, we're playing the drums, we're shaking the cymbals, we're ringing the bells, we're tapping the tambourines, we're scraping the guiros, and we're generally making a jolly fine noise. After we've done that for a little while, we'll then get out some toys and there's some free play, and the adults get a chance to have a cup of tea or coffee if they choose to, and to just chat. It's very relaxed, very nice opportunity for interaction between the grown-ups. Following that, we'll have some bubbles, which is a really nice way of transitioning from having toys out to the toys being tidied away. And then we'll do some marching songs. Grand Old Duke of York, Hokey Cokey, that kind of thing. And after we've done the marching songs and everybody's quite worn out, we then go and sit down again and we'll sing a couple more nursery rhymes, and then we'll sing the goodbye song. And the goodbye song again includes all the names of all the children and the adults to make sure that everybody realises and feels that they're included and they belong to the session.
And, of course, as you mentioned, you've got babies, little small babies, all the way up to 3-year-olds. But it must be great for the parents, you know, men and women, to interact with each other. And because obviously everybody's got a story about their kid and they want to hear about what's happening with the others, don't they?
Absolutely. It's a part of the aim of the session is to give those adults a chance to interact with each other. It's very, very isolating being a carer of a very small person, and even pre-pandemic people experience that isolation, but it's even greater now. So the opportunity for them to chat, just to relax, just to maybe chat about childcare, maybe chat about anything, is just really important. And for the children to have that little break where they have that free play. So, and it's a chance for me to get to know them as well, and a chance for me to get to know the adults and talk about anything that might interest them.
Okay, what's the history of this then? Because how did it all come about, this idea of Mini Music?
Well, it started probably back in 2016 by one of our directors from Drum and Brass, Davina Venkatasamy. She's a music therapist by profession, and she wanted to set up a session along these lines to enable parents to see and understand how wonderful it is to interact with their young children through the power of music, through the magic of music, and to bring music education right down to very early months and early years. So Davina set it up initially, and then being very busy as a music therapist, she arranged for another music facilitator to take the sessions, which they did for a while. And then being also a director of drum and brass and having an early years training as a teacher, I was a teacher of children with special educational needs and teaching very young children for some years. I had a great interest in it. And when that music facilitator was no longer able to carry on the sessions, I took over in 2017. So I've been doing it for quite some years now, obviously with a short break for the pandemic. But yes, that's the basis of it. It's intended to be very early years music education. And it's the opportunity for the children to learn about the instruments and to play the instruments and to have that agency and know that they can make sounds. And for the adults to learn that they can even... at very young children, understand the different sounds, and the parents can really interact with their children in a fun way with the music.
And they also interact with you. The children get to choose between a couple of songs as you go along. So that's quite important for them to be given that chance as well, isn't it?
Yeah. So one of the things that I'm modelling and showing the parents is that children can, even at a very young age, even 6-7 months old upwards, can interact with pictures and start to recognise. So I use cue cards for each song, and each song we're going to sing, I go around and I show every child or baby the cue card and I tell them what song we're going to sing, so that I'm showing how we can cue things for children, and they know what's coming, they start to recognise the picture. And for the slightly older ones, the age two plus, what I'll do is I'll show them two cue cards and sing a little snatch of each song and let them choose between the two cards. And again, I'm giving the children some control over what we're going to be doing, limited control because they've only got two to choose from, but they've got that little bit of choice and control. But I'm also showing the parents how even at the age of two, children can make choices, and if we give them something visual to choose between and show them it's your turn to choose, that they can do that. And giving children choices really makes them have a sense of a degree of control and tends to reduce the likelihood of them getting into tantrums because they haven't expressed themselves. It's giving the children and the adults a way of seeing how communication can happen through pictures and choice.
And also important for kids to interact with other kids, and they can let off a bit of steam as well, because some of them run up and down the room or whatever they want to do. So that's quite important too, isn't it?
It's really important, yes. It's not essential by any means for the children to be engaging in playing with the instruments. If they're in the room and the music is happening around them, that's still valuable music education for them. But I'm sure most people who've got small children will notice that children, babies and toddlers, notice other babies and toddlers. So if there's a whole load of adults and a few babies and toddlers in the room, they tend to watch the young people, the other small people who are like them. So if they're not playing themselves, but they might be watching another child who looks about their age, or it's just, you know, another child interacting with the instruments, eventually they're going to do it. So it's an opportunity. We're putting an opportunity in front of those little ones to interact with the musical instruments. And I use the bubbles as a way of showing parents that, you know, we often ask children to change what they're doing from one thing to another thing. And if we're wanting them to stop doing something that they really enjoy and do something they don't enjoy so much, that transition can be really difficult. But using the bubbles is a fantastic transition, because it takes their mind away from the toys that are out, the bubbles are there, the toys disappear, and then they get back to playing the music. And it's kind of seamless, really, and that's a really brilliant thing for parents to learn.
And they also learn a bit from you, because there's a bit in it where you get them to be quiet and pretend they're going to sleep.
Yes.
And there's another one with scarves they throw in the air. So
yes,
that's all a bit of fun too, isn't it?
It's a bit of fun, but it's also physical activity, and it's following the words. So we do the action songs, throw your scarves into the air, and we throw them, or put your scarf on your head, and they do that. So they're following the instructions and all giggling because they've got scarves on their heads, so it's a lot of fun. And we use teddies, we take out teddies and we sing songs about teddies. So we've got physical toys that increase the visual element and increase the fun element, and while the children are still learning the language of the songs, because when we say teddy bear, turn around, we are turning the teddy in front of them. So it's all about language acquisition and interaction skills, and coming from a background of teaching communication skills to children with special educational needs, I'm really aware of how children develop their language skills, and I want to share that with parents so that they can do all these wonderful things at home if they can't make it to the session, but they've been to a few sessions and they've got the hang of it, because it's repetitive, which means everybody can learn and remember what we're doing, then they can be doing it at home. And a lot of parents say that their children have really got into playing with little drums and you know, toy instruments at home because they've been coming to the sessions.
So. And actually, during lockdown, you were doing it via recording it at home, weren't you?
Well, I did. And those sessions are still there for anybody to go and see if they want to on Facebook, because on our Drum and Brass Facebook account, we've got recordings of all the sessions that I did back in 2020. 1920 would have been a very strange time to have done it. Yeah, back in 2020. And we've got a Mini Music at the Manor House Facebook page, which we're not adding to, but there are activities on there people can see, and a Mini Music at Woodgate group. So those are all there, those resources, but also everything can be found on our Drum and Brass website, so people can go on there and they can find out about Mini Music. And we take bookings for Mini Music through Eventbrite, and I must say a big thank you to both Leicester City Council for supporting us financially and to Children in Need for supporting us financially to make these sessions work, to make them possible, really. But yes, we take bookings through Eventbrite, so people can either search for Mini Music at the Manor House for the Monday sessions or Mini Music at Woodgate for the Tuesday afternoon sessions.
And the times of those sessions are?
Mondays, they're from 10 o'clock till 11:30, and Tuesdays, they're from 1:30 to 3. But people don't have to come exactly at the start and leave exactly at the end. So, for example, if somebody wanted to come to the Tuesday session and leave at 2:30 so that they can walk to the nearby school to pick up their child, their older child from school that comes out at 3 o'clock, that's absolutely fine. And if a parent is trying to get to the session for 10 o'clock but they're leaving the house and the child needs to have their nappy changed, so they go back into the house and arrive at 10:30, that's absolutely fine. It's not formal, it's structured and it's led, but it's not formal. And the main thing I want to do is to make sure that everybody is safe, everybody feels included, and to make it very warm and welcoming.
And is there any cost involved in these sessions on a Monday or a Tuesday?
Well, the sessions on a Tuesday are fully funded by the charity Children in Need, and the aim is to provide people in the city centre, in the Woodgate area and around that area of the city, with music opportunities, music education opportunities for young parents and their children. So that one is available just for a very small donation, or if people have the access to funds, they can make their donation greater if they choose to. The Monday morning session is partly supported by Leicester City Council, but there is a charge because the support that we have from Leicester City Council covers some of the hire of the room, but doesn't cover any of the resources or facilitator fees. So that one there is a higher charge for, and as I say, both of these are available through Eventbrite.
And there's another resource you wanted to tell me about, I believe.
Yes, I wanted to make a comment about an absolutely brilliant TEDx talk that I think listeners could well be interested to watch. It's by a woman called Anita Collins, and it absolutely brilliantly illustrates the value of music education for very young people, for children, in fact, from birth. And the TEDx talk is called "What If Every Child Had Access to Music Education from Birth?" So it's by Anita Collins, and it really powerfully illustrates the massively positive impact of music, listening to music and playing music on the brain of a small person, of a baby, in fact. And I think people, you know, I would recommend that anybody who's interested in finding out why music for 0 to 3 year olds is so valuable and important goes and watches that on YouTube.
Okay, thank you very much, Kim. Nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you. Thanks. Bye.
You've been listening to Sounds Of, a podcast created by Drum and Brass, a community interest company focusing on music for community well-being with safety, inclusivity and diversity at its core. Thank you for listening, and if you've enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and you'll hear about the next episode as soon as it drops. And do take a look around the Drum and Brass website, drumandbrass.co.uk, to find out about our many other projects. My name is Kim Burley-Jones, and it's my pleasure to run the Mini Music Sessions in Leicester. Our special thanks go to our funding partners, Arts Council England, to our producer and presenter, John Sinclair, and to you for listening today. Drum and Brass, putting the community in music and doing music differently.